KBOO Portland.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to the Portland Resistance Calendar. My name is VJ. Here are some activist events happening over the next week, starting today, Friday, August 4th. For more information, visit our website at kboo.fm/resist. If I were going to encourage you to go to one event, and one event only, that would be Sunday's Rally for Freedom, Solidarity, and Justice. Here's why. It's a counter-rally to Patriots' Prayers rally. They're the folks who staged a free speech rally on June 4th, which was 9 days after the fatal Mack stabbings. They provoked violence at the June 17th Trans Pride March, and they staged a violent Freedom March on June 30th. So, yeah, it's taking place from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m., at the Battleship Oregon Memorial Marine Park, which is at 250 Southwest NATO at Pine Street. There are a number of ongoing art and historical exhibits, as well as two featured film screenings going on. More information, of course, on the webcast page. That's kboo.fm/resist/August4. There's also the opportunity until Monday the 7th to apply for a Disability Culture and Justice Leadership Institute. So let's get started. Friday, tonight, August 4th. The Annex Gallery presents Beauty in Fragility by Maya Vivas, a ceramic artist. There will also be a poetry performance from T.A. Edwards. That's 6 to 9 p.m. at the Annex Gallery, 1015 Southeast Stark. On Saturday, there's the Iranian Festival. That's 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the PSU South Park Blocks, 1600 to 1900 Southwest Park. If you'd like to combine social justice with a short hike, check out the Black Experience Project. That's from noon until 2 at the Hoyt Arboretum, which is 4000 Southwest Fairview. The Concerned Humans Against Poverty are having their weekly Saturday hot meal with our homeless neighbors. That's 1 to 3 p.m. in Vancouver. Both the Nat Turner Project and the C3 Initiative are coming to the end, so they're throwing a party. It's 6 to 8 p.m. at the C3 Initiative, 7326 North Chicago in St. John's. Finally, music and storytelling performance showcase for the artist Wichola. That's from 8 until 11 p.m. at the Residency in the Garden, 3813 Northeast Cleveland. On Sunday, August 6th, the Democrats on both sides of the Columbia are having events today, including the Multnomah County Demo's book discussion of On Tyranny, from 12 to 2 at 3551 Northeast Sandy. I'm happy to see so many food justice events, and the Ragtags Against Doom are gathering to talk about how they can help make it so. That's noon to 3 p.m. at the Laurelhurst Park. Again, just in case you didn't catch it at the beginning, there's the Rally for Freedom, Solidarity, and Justice, 1:30 to 3:30, Battleship Oregon Memorial Marine Park, 250 Southwest NATO at Pine. Monday, August 7th, the Clinton Street Resistance is presenting Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, a benefit for MoveOn.org. That starts at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, Southeast 26th at Clinton. The Portland Underground grad school class, Public Lands Under Attack, Their History and Your Role Today, starts on Monday, August 7th at 7 p.m. It's at Hatch Labs, 2420 Northeast Sandy. That course runs for 4 weeks. Black Sun presents The Seventh, a collection of short plays in honor of Black August. That's 9 p.m. at the Jack London Review, 529 Southwest 4th. Our road trip event for this week is on Tuesday, August 8th. It's Tell PGE No Fracked Gas. It's at the Public Utility Commission meeting in Salem. That's 9:15 to 11:30 a.m. at the High Street Office Building in Salem. Also on Tuesday, August 8th, The third annual Ferguson Solidarity Plenary is put on by the Don't Shoot Portland, and it's taking place from 1 p.m., and it's running through Wednesday, August 9th at 5:30 p.m. That is taking place at the Pacific Northwest College of Art, 511 Northwest Broadway. What's it like growing up in East Portland? You might know. Eastside Just Us Stories is a photo exhibit that can tell you more. It's 4:30 to 7 p.m. at the Jade Apano Multicultural Space, which is at 8114 Southeast Division. Williams Avenue's Black History Corridor is a panel discussion. It's taking place from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Kennedy School, 5736 Northeast 33rd. Tuesday is Portland Prisoner Letter Writing Night. It's from 7 to 9 p.m. at 4019 Southeast Hawthorne. On Wednesday, August 9th, you could protest displacements and demolitions. Make your voices heard at Portland City Hall. That's 10:30 a.m. to 12:30. That's at Portland City Hall, 1221 Southwest 4th. Oregon Labor Candidate School is offering 9 things that you should know. That's 6 to 8 p.m. at the Oregon AFL-CIO, 3645 Southeast 32nd. We can remember Hiroshima and Nagasaki. That's from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Japanese American Historical Plaza, 2 Northwest NATO Boulevard. And finally, how to get immigration help from your congressional representatives. It's 6:30 p.m. at the Centro Cultural de Washington County in Cornelius. Thursday, August 10th, Thawing Ice, Mindful Walk for Immigrant Justice is taking place from noon to 1 p.m. at the Portland ICE Detention Center, 4310 Southwest McAdam. The YWCA of Greater Portland is having a meeting as well as an active bystanders training. It's 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at their world headquarters, 4610 Southeast Belmont. The reading group of the Portland Democratic Socialists are reading Hammer and Hoe. You can get in on that. That's 7 to 9 p.m. at the Social Justice Action Center, 400 Southeast 12th. There's a book launch for Gorillas of Desire with Kevin Van Meter. That's taking place at 7:30 p.m. Books on Hawthorne, 3723 Southeast Hawthorne. Oregon Fair Trade Campaign is hosting a NAFTA town hall after 23 years, 7:30 p.m. at the AFSCME Hall, 6025 East Burnside. Friday, August 11th, We Are Brave at AMP. Activists Mobilizing Power is the weekend. Brave is the Building Reproductive Autonomy and Voices for Equity. It's 7 to 9 p.m. at the Western States Center, 310 Southwest 4th. Saturday, August 12th, Millennio.org is doing their Food Justice Free Farmers Market. That's 8 to 3 p.m. at Montevilla City Park, Northeast Gleason and 82nd. Second Saturday is for Social Justice, is Don't Shoot Portland's event. It happens every second Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Revolution Coffee House, 1432 Southwest 6th. There's a Responding to Hate Crime Forum. That's 12:30 to 4 p.m. at the Oregon Jewish Museum and Center for Holocaust Education. That's 724 Northwest Davis. There's a screening of Now is the Time, Healthcare for Everybody. There's also a panel discussion afterwards, 1 to 3:30 p.m. at the Cascade Park Community Library in Vancouver. Finally, Keaton Otis was murdered by the Portland police over 6 years ago on May 12, 2010, on the corner of 6th and Northeast Halsey. The monthly vigil takes place there from 6 to 7 p.m. On Saturday, August 13th, there's Coffee with New Leaders Council, a group recruiting, training, and promoting the next generation of progressive leaders. Sound good? It's 1 to 3 p.m., Woodlawn Coffee and Pastry, 808 Northeast Deakin. There's several membership meetings, one from the Democratic Socialists. That's 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. at the SEIU Local 503, Holgate at Foster Road. There's also the Greater Portland Now meeting. It's 2 to 4 p.m. at the North Portland Library, 512 North Killingsworth. There's Beyond the Beach Bill, a history talk at the Oregon Historical Society. That's 2 to 3:30 p.m. The Historical Society is located at 1200 Southwest Park. And finally, there are two meetups at Gresham's Main City Park. Portland Assembly is doing an East Portland Gresham Potluck and Resource Share. That's from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Meet your local redneck. Come and meet Rose City Redneck Revolt. That's from 6:30 to 9 p.m. That's this week, ending on Sunday, August 13th. There's so much more on the blogcast page. Tune in next Friday for another week of activism in and around Portland. For more information, that address again is kboo.fm/resist. And this week's podcast episode is at kboo.fm/resist/August 4th. This has been VJ. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.
This is Ursula K. Le Guin, and you are listening to KBOO, the cheerful voice of social conscience. KBOO, Portland.
This podcast was produced at KBOO Community Radio in Portland, Oregon. KBOO.fm. Thanks for listening. KBOO.